I was wondering, do you all do your own shopping? Have you always done your own shopping?
I do, but of course I usually go to Florence or I go.
Well, but yeah. As a younger person, do you always buy your own things?
Oh, yes. When I was little, you mean?
No, as a woman.
Oh, yes, sure. Nobody else do them for me.
But you didn't sew, you bought things.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you live on the street, Avalon, where you now live?
I've been there since 1953.
In other words, you lived on Barnard until then?
No, I lived on Barnard Street 7 years, and I lived on Amber Boulevard from 1927 till 1953.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
Was your husband still living when you moved to Avalon?
Yes, he only lived 2 years.
Oh, but he enjoyed it for
yes.
2 years.
Uh-huh.
That's nice. Yeah. I don't know of anything I maybe
talked about her flowers or gardens.
Oh, I have talked about her gardens.
Oh, yes.
But I didn't ask her what kind of flowers.
Oh.
I know Madonna lilies.
I have roses and I just put petunias and geraniums in. But I have all kinds of flowering bushes, lilacs and redbud tree and a purple plum. And I've got weigelas and the flowering almonds. And I got hydrangeas.
Mm-hmm. You must have quite a space.
Oh, yeah. Well, my lot. 100 by 120.
100 by 120. That's good size lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's no alley.
No alley. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got a fence up there.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You never did have pets in your house either, though. Did you?
Oh, I did when on Anna Boulevard. They drop a cat, a stray cat, and I always fed it, and I always had a cat. And I when I lived on Anna Boulevard too, I mean Barnard Street. I had a black cat and a yellow cat.
Oh, on Barnard Street.
Yes, I always like cats.
Oh, is that from...
That's why I got a glass cat. I got cats around the house.
Yes.
And I'd have a cat today, but they're, kind of a worry.
Yes.
Whether the dog's after it or...
Mm-hmm.
You can't always just leave the house.
No, you can't leave the house.
You never had a bird.
Yes, I had a... bird. Well, not of my own. When I lived on Barnard Street, someone asked if I'd take care of their bird, and I said yes. Yeah. When they came over, he had 5 cages of them. Luckily, I had one room I hadn't furnished. I took care of his birds. Finally left one bird with me, and that's the only bird I had.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had a parrot one time. I brought it from South America.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah. And
how long did you have that?
Well, it just sit in the house. It was like having a hen in the house. And I set it outside to sit on the cage. And I didn't think it'd fly no. Boy, all of a sudden, somebody came out with a hose, and it flew.
And you never saw the parrot again?
I never saw the parrot again. Went back home, I guess.
Oh, to South America.
Was there a story about a monkey? Did your husband bring a monkey over at
once? Oh, on a ship one time. A friend of ours, he had a little marmoset monkey,
Mm-hmm.
And they came all of equipped for the parade, the masquerade parade. But my husband didn't have it. He put on my little tight hat and his pajamas, and he took the monkey and some kind of a box and went around like
monkey grinder.
Yeah, and he won the silver cup.
Oh.
And the ones that he borrowed it from didn't win anything. the Adriatic we were on. Oh, that's a long time ago, the 1930.
Where was the parade?
On ship, they have a masquerade.
Oh, that one. Uh-huh.
Yeah, masquerade ball,
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then they have prizes for the best one.
How did you dress for the masquerade?
Oh, I don't know that I dressed at all. I don't think I did.
And you talked about our favorite card games.
Oh, no. What are your favorite?
Oh, bridge.
Bridge?
But I play any game.
Oh, that's good. I suppose this is contract bridge.
Yes, oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. You play very often?
Well, I used to play quite a bit, but now every chance I get, that isn't too often.
Oh.
I still play.
Pretty good.
Last time we went down to the Women's Club, and these two of us, Helen Weddock and I, and I said, well, we'll find two others that are alone, and sure enough, we had to play 500.
Uh-huh. 500 isn't bridge.
No, but I play it again.
You enjoy it?
Oh, yes, anything.
You play pinochle?
That's one game I never learned to play.
I never did either.
Yeah, sir. But they played at Canada Creek. And they've asked me to play, and I wish I knew how to play. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you know how to play several card games, it doesn't take any time to learn.
No. How often do you go to Canada Creek?
I only got there once this year. I used to go quite a bit, and I'd take a bridge foursome, and we'd go and we'd play a lot of bridge. And I used to drive all over the woods to see the deer.
Yes, that's...
And they'd always ask me, are you lost, are you lost? And I'd say no, a lot of times I'd know right where I was, but I always found my way back.
You have membership in Canada Creek?
Yes, since 1940.
Hmm. That's nice. It's too bad you only can get there.
We stopped there last year.
Yeah, they were building. Oh, did I tell you about the new clubhouse?
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's cathedral ceilings and carpeting and beautiful furniture, and then they have a fireplace with way at the top with all these different colored stones, and a little balcony in front of all the bedrooms, and a bath in every room.
Oh my, they find some more oil up there, they'll build more.
Yeah, well, I think we can only lease the land at the oil companies that...
Yeah. Well, you still get, I think the oil companies lease the land, don't they?
Yes,
but you get a good...
I don't know whether we participate in the oil or not.
These people up around Traverse City that, you know, that the oil companies come in and drill, the people get 30% of the what they take.
Oh, do they?
What they get.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That's why I said that one woman gets $800 a day.
Oh,
an old lady she was almost on welfare.
Oh my!
And now she gets $800.
And I bet she don't know what to do with it.
Yes, she needs a foundation.
Yeah,
that's really great.
You never owned a cottage, did you? Or
no, my husband never was interested. I'd love to have a cottage, but he never was interested, and so I never had one.
Did you say you went swimming? I don't know if I.
I love to go swimming. Yes.
Oh, you do.
Oh yes.
Do you still swim?
No, I have a. Last time I swam, I was in Scottsdale, Arizona, with my California friends, and she was 81, I was 82, and we went swimming every day. That's the last time.
Well, that's pretty good, 81 and 82. Uh-huh. Well, I can't think of anything else.
No, I don't think so.
And you look as if you might be ready for...
Did she tell you about the first telephones that came in?
No.
Oh, yes. Well, of course, with the first, I saw the first automobile come in.
Yes.
And it was red. And I said, here comes the automobile. And when we were with our horses, we had to get out and drive to the side of the road and hold the horses by the bridle because they weren't used to seeing automobiles, you know. And then I also, when the first telephone came in, one of the boys from our country school, he was smart. He wired on the fence some way and put in his own telephone. And I thought, oh boy, if I grew up, that's the kind of man, I'm a smart man like that.
He had it in his own home then?
Yeah.
Oh, that was...
No, on those days you had to call up Central, you know. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, And the first radio was a thrill. It had a big battery in, you know, like in an automobile.
Yes.
Oh, and I had a nice dress if that didn't fall on the battery and ruin it. Well, anyway, you'd get Cleveland. Oh, such a thrill. It was just a thrill to get radio, just radio.
Sure. What about the first movie you ever saw?
Oh, well, there were silent movies, but the first talking movie, I was so thrilled over that, yes.
You didn't care about the silent one?
Yes. Oh, yes, I went to silent one.
Did you see Charlie Chaplin?
Oh, yeah. Well, my husband used to like Charlie Chaplin, and we were with the neighbors, and then the two men sat together. Well, I didn't have too much sense of humor, you know, and Charlie was slapping around and so forth. You know. I sat there looking, you know, and they were laughing, the tears running down their face. And they looked at me, and to see that I wasn't laughing, you know, well, it struck them so funny, and I saw them nudge each other and point at me. You know. That was something, yeah.
You didn't think he was funny, or?
Well, he was funny, but I liked the dramatic ones in this. Yeah. Oh, dear.
What about the first television?
Well, the first television I saw was in an airport, and I thought, my land, that's wonderful. But they weren't very good. They were kind of flaky, you know. But I never dreamed that I'd have one in my home. But the first one I had was when Eisenhower was running for president.
Oh.
And I had an idea that a convention, it'd be like being almost in the church. It'd be all so very dignified. Mm-hmm. And when I see them jumping up and, you know, the way they act, I was so surprised. But I was so thrilled to see what they looked like and so forth and so on. And one time I was watching television, and there was a Miss Brown. She sat at my table a couple of times when I was on the cruise, and she was from Hawaii. And they invited and see her with the Democrats. She was with a group from Hawaii.
From Hawaii?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, I never go to bed. I'll thank the Lord for all my push buttons, because it's so wonderful I can push a button. Now, like my mother, I couldn't leave her alone. I had to get a housekeeper because they had coal stoves, you know.
Yes.
And she could, you know, you had to go out and get the coal and all that. Now all I have to do is push a button. Kids don't realize what they have today.
No.
You get your light, you get a television, you get entertained. Oh, what a wonderful world we have, and we should appreciate it.
I think that's true.
And they'll cry because they don't get enough gas or something. Yeah.
I wondered how you first got interested in vaudeville, the plays. Did you used to go to the plays in Saginaw at the Jeffers Strand?
Oh, yes. You told me we never missed those.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Were they real vaudeville?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The stock company used to come in.
Yes. And I remember, you remember Dreamland?
Oh, yes.
And if I had any time off, you know, at noon and long, I'd go down there for 10 cents, go down and see a picture.
Oh, and the taffy they used to make, you know, outside the Dreamland, they used to throw this taffy over the big hook, you know, the taffy.
Oh, yeah.
And then you could buy taffy and go into the Dreamland. That was our heaven on Sunday afternoon.
Popcorn. When did popcorn come in, though?
I don't know.
No, we used to get taffy, but see, I was just a kid. Then, and that was our Sunday. You probably didn't get the taffy like we did.
No.
But the Dreamland.
Maybe she was more careful of her teeth.
I was a little bit younger than she was.
Yes.
Yeah, taffy was hard on. If you had any loose teeth.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought of that. We just went.
Yeah.
But vaudeville, you said you go to New York to plays. How did you ever get interested in that? I mean, you didn't.
Well, you mean to go to New York?
Oh,
well, I have a friend, a young friend. She's they're in their late 50s or 60s. Their son is in the theater business there. He acts in different plays, and she's sort of a secretary. And the name is Londra. And so I write to them, and they get me tickets.
Londra?
Londra.
Oh. Electricians? Electricians
or anything? No, cousins.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And she's a Doyle girl. You know the Doyles?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a Doyle girl. And Dave is her son. And he gets, and I have to laugh. We went to see one. We were right in the front row, and I never sat right over the orchestra before that. But they know that, you know, I don't see very well, and so they put me right in the front row, yes. And we saw a chorus line. And what was Shane? What was that on? I like that one better because it was a story to it.
Mm-hmm. Chorus line is probably and, the chorus girl.
And then we go, so we also go to Rockefeller Center, you know.
Yes.
And I also enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then we go to some of the famous eating places and so forth. Then I have a friend that lives in New York. I met her on a ship one time. I'll see her.
Will you go there this year?
No, I don't think I will.
Mm-hmm. Not as easy to travel.
No, it was bitter cold that year. We did a lot of walking because it's hard to get a taxi.
Yes.
Yeah, although Christmas, they say, is a good time to go because we were around there for Christmas and New Year's. Now, I enjoy the Mass, the New Year's Mass at
St. Patrick's.
Huh?
At St. Patrick's.
At St. Patrick's Cathedral. It was decorated beautifully, and the choir sang beautifully, and that was just lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that, uh-huh. But a lot of people go to see the plays in Detroit.
Yes.
But, you know, I don't know. Now, I used to go to this symphony they have in our center. I used to go with Florence, but we had to get out in the cold and park a car, then take a bus down there, because you don't like to drive down there. And now I get all that on my television. I said, I'd rather sit in my chair and watch it. I said, I have the Boston Symphony and the Boston Pop and the New York Symphony. Yeah. And even one from Ottawa I used to get. And why go down there? Well, I suppose if I were younger and knew more people, that would be all right. But well, I belong to the Garden Club. Oh, I did belong. Yeah, I still belong. I'm an honor member.
Good.
Well,
I guess I...
Ruth mentioned, too, that you had a great love to watch and watch and looking at pictures, artworks.
The museum. You go to the...
Well, yesterday when we were at the...
That's right.
She mentioned how much she liked to look at pictures and art. Did you take any courses in art at any time?
No, I'm not gifted that way at all. I have a niece that's quite gifted that way. But I'm not gifted at doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I can plant flowers, that's fine.
Well,
name.
I think that's it. You don't have to apologize.
Yeah.
Flowers.
Yeah.
Well, this is fine. I think I'll see what I can do. And